This is World News Wrap-Up. Here's what's hot for January 2016. U.S. Treasury is at it again, or should I say Jewish Treasury, with Jacob Lew and David Cohen slapping sanctions on Russia. Now Adam Zubin joins the Jewish gang in bashing Vladimir Putin.
I'm not in a position to give you figures, but what I can say is that he supposedly draws a state salary of something like $110,000 a year. That is not an accurate statement of the man's wealth. And he has long-time training and practices in terms of how to mask his actual wealth.
Is Vladimir Putin corrupt?
In our view, yes.
In our view? You mean jury's view. If Putin is masking his wealth, why can't Zubin produce a paper trail or a single shred of evidence? Accusing him of owning several yachts when you never see Putin sailing ain't gonna get it. Best let Zubin and friends focus on Jewry's own corruption. For it's no secret that the Jewish lobby pads the pockets of every hack on Capitol Hill. Next up. It's Trump versus Kelly of Fox News before the final debate at Iowa. Perhaps it's past flirting gone awry, but neither side is backing down.
Megyn Kelly's really biased against me. She knows that, I know that, everybody knows that. Do you really think she can be fair at a debate?
So most likely, I won't be doing the debate. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me.
Trump is not used to not controlling things, but the truth is, he doesn't get to control the media.
Doesn't need to. Ever since his launch last June, the media has lavished Trump with huge coverage. Connect the dots. Trump's national political director is AIPAC operative Michael Glasner. The media is owned by Jews, partial to AIPAC. Why else has CNN, owned by the Israeli Aviv Nevo, given Trump big headlines since day one? They all know Trump is kosher approved by AIPAC, now secretly, but what is whispered in Jewish ears will soon be shouted from the rooftops. And speaking of rooftops, everyone's shouting about Hillary's emails, but Hillary's got the last laugh.
I know Bernie Sanders said that, quote, the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails, but there are a lot of people who are not.
Well.
including FBI officials. Looking into whether national security was compromised.
She knows it'll come to nothing. Too many Jewish CEOs behind her with plenty of cash and sway in D.C. Iger, Sabin, Sussman, and Katzenberg among them, with their Jewish super PAC. They're hell-bent on getting their first woman president in the White House, who they can totally control. Believe me, for I know Jewish scheming. No FBI investigation is going to stop them. Loretta Lynch will kill it, if it even gets to her desk. Last up, with sanctions lifted, at least in Europe, Iran's Rouhani is on a grand tour of Europe with shopping list in hand, cutting deals left and right. Steel firms, oil services, Airbus and automakers are among European companies clinching big contracts. But America is losing out, with U.S. Treasury ramping up even more sanctions on Iran. Even Trump scraps his businessman hype.
We have a president that is much more committed, in my opinion, to Iran than he's committed to Israel.
No way. Obama just increased tax money to Israel up to $4 billion a year. If Trump was a true businessman, he'd stop bashing Iran and cash in on the trade opportunities Iran now offers. But what's good for the Jews, bashing Iran, is bad for America. If Trump really wants to make America great again, he better drop the Jewish script.